Sunday marked 1 month since the UN Security Council passed a resolution authorizing an international air campaign to protect civilians in Libya. We're joined by William Zartman, Professor Emeritus in the Conflict Management Program of Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. To start off, Professor, how well is this operation going in Libya?
Well, it's not going very well. It's not going very well because something more is needed than simply the targeting that we're doing from the air, but above all, because the rebel forces, if they're going to have a real claim on government, need to be strengthened.
What do you mean? What more needs to be done?
One answer to the first problem is clear, and that is that a more vigorous targeting of the Libyan forces, the forces of Gaddafi, and that is possible, although there's what's holding that back is a division among the NATO powers, NATO members, as to what they should really be doing. The second problem is more basic, and it's a little hard to tell what needs to be done, or a little hard to tell how to do it. The Libyan opposition is a ragtag group of people opposed to Gaddafi's reign, with no central leadership and insufficient weapons. Weapons in this case are often gathered by capturing from the other side. That doesn't seem to have happened. Or by supplies from overseas, and that hasn't come through either in strong enough amounts.
Do you think NATO should get some forces on the ground there?
No, that is not what is needed. Neither of the two problems identified are overcome by putting NATO forces on the ground, and we don't belong there.
Then how do you help the rebels?
You do some more vigorous targeting of the heavy weapons of Gaddafi's forces, and you provide weapons for them from sources overseas. The other thing is very hard to pinpoint. That is, how can one help them organize and get stronger support for their cause in Libya? That's difficult. But the first two would help.
Do you think Obama did the right thing in stepping back a little bit from this situation?
Yes, but some of the other NATO countries have not done the right thing in stepping in to fill the gap. They criticize America's role, and yet they won't step in. We've seen this in lots of places, such as Afghanistan, for example, Iraq, other places. But the United States' role is not to lead, or to continue to lead, because we galvanized the thing in the beginning with the British and the French, not to continue to lead the attack on Gaddafi's forces, but be joined in cooperation by other people who are on our side, and they need to step forth.
How long should NATO continue this?
We should continue this enough to bring the two forces into a stalemate. That has been mentioned a good deal, but we're not quite there yet, and that means checking Gaddafi's forces more vigorously. Once we get into a stalemate, then there's a possibility of negotiating, and that has already been, it's already begun, unsatisfactorily, but still begun, negotiating some kind of end of the hostilities and some kind of regime for Libya involving both sides.
Thank you very much, Professor. Have a good day.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. That's William Zartman, Professor Emeritus in the Conflict Management Program of Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.